Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air.
A toxic alliance, how European agrochemical corporations and the agribusiness lobby are influencing the legislative agenda in Brazil. Interview with Audrey Chango, co-author of the report Toxic Trading, the European Union Pesticide Lobby's Offensive in Brazil. The European Union-Mercosur trade deal, agreed in 2019 but yet to be ratified, is said to benefit European agrochemical companies, whilst having dire consequences for nature, local communities and indigenous communities in South America. It would lead to a steep increase in exports of crops to Europe and import of dangerous agrochemicals to the Southern Cone, particularly Brazil. This is why big chemical companies like Bayer and BASF are pushing for the ratification of this trade deal and are also lobbying in the Mercosur region to get more market access for dangerous pesticides, said Audrey Chango, trade and investment campaigner at Friends of the Earth Europe, in an interview with Real World Radio.
We campaign on the EU-Mercosur trade deal, and the trade deal will increase the export of dangerous pesticides from the European Union towards Mercosur countries. Big chemical companies like Bayer and BASF are pushing for the ratification of this trade deal, are also lobbying in the region, in the Mercosur region, to get more market access of dangerous pesticides. And that's why we thought it would be good to do a report on the lobbying strategies of these big companies in the region, specifically on Brazil. Our report shows the influential alliance between European agrochemical corporations, mainly Bayer and BASF, and the Brazilian agribusiness lobby. And we highlight their key lobby tactics to push for increased market access for more dangerous pesticides. We also show how they join forces to promote the ratification of the EU-Mercosur trade deal, which would mean more export of pesticides from the European Union towards Mercosur countries. So we also show how European pesticide corporations influence the legislative agenda of the agribusiness bloc in Congress, and so agribusiness groups representing Bayer and BASF, they have spent around 2 million euros to support the agribusiness bloc. And this bloc, the Bancada Ruralista, are notorious for putting forward bills that push back environmental legislation, that undermine indigenous rights. They push forward land grabbing bills and also bills that criminalize social movements and civil society. In a report, we show that European companies actually support the destructive agenda of the Bancada Ruralista. In a report, we show that the joint efforts of the Brazilian agribusiness and European companies have been successful. So Bayer and BASF have got 45 new pesticides approved by the Bolsonaro government, of which 19 contain substances that have been prohibited in the European Union. They also enjoy huge tax exemptions on pesticides. So the amount that the Brazilian government fails to collect because of tax exemptions on pesticides was nearly four times the total budget of the Ministry of Environment. And pesticide companies have also been able to hide behind commercial confidentiality, which means that a lot of information of substances of pesticides are not being made public because of commercial confidentiality. So that means that Brazilian consumers are kept in the dark as to which substances actually end up on their plate. First of all, European pesticide companies, they finance influential Brazilian agribusiness groups that serve as a lobbying platform for the interests of the pesticide industry and the agribusiness industry. For example, Bayer and BASF, they're members of a big pesticide lobby group called Sindibec. This pesticide lobby group has been aggressively lobbying for the use of more dangerous pesticides like glyphosate and paraquat. And they've also been promoting a controversial pesticide bill, which is called the Poison Package, which would actually accelerate the use of pesticides in Brazil. So another way that European pesticide companies try to influence the public debate is by financing think tanks to promote a policy narrative that serves their interests. So the apparent impartiality of these think tanks make them a useful tool for corporate lobbying. But of course, these think tanks are not impartial at all. So on the European side, Bayer think tank called ICIPE, which promotes the EU-Mercosur trade deal, And on the Brazilian side, they finance a think tank called Instituto Pensar. This institute has close links with the agribusiness bloc in Congress, the Bancada Ruralista. They help the Bancada to draw legislative proposals. They give advice. They have weekly meetings at the headquarters of Instituto Pensar. Agribusiness groups that represent Bayer and BASF have spent around 2 million euros financing the lobby activities of this think tank. Like I said, mentioned earlier, European chemical companies have been supporting the destructive agenda of the Bancada Ruralista in Brazil. So another way they influence public opinion is to set up huge and well-funded public campaigns to greenwash the image of the agribusiness industry. So, for example, they launched a platform called AgroSaber, which was set up by a number of agribusiness groups that represent Bayer and BASF. And they claim to combat fake news around agribusiness and pesticide use. But what they do in reality is to disseminate biased studies, and they also promote the bills that are being put forward by the agribusiness bloc in Congress. And they also work together to green the image of the Brazilian agribusiness for a European audience and European decision makers as a way to promote the ratification of the EU-Mercosur trade deal. So, for instance, last year they launched a program called PAMAGRO, which is specifically aimed at the European audience and decision makers. And they launched this at a TV program where actually the two think tanks, ICIPE and Instituto Pensar, participated. So you can see how EU companies and the Brazilian agribusiness are making use of these think tanks to influence public debate. Like I mentioned, like the lobby strategies of Bayer and BASF have clearly paid off. Particularly under the Bolsonaro regime, there has been an escalation in the number of new pesticides approved, with a record of 1,500 new commercial products in the last 3 years. So this has boosted the sales of the European companies. And the impacts of that is that the European pesticide industry are making huge profits from harmful pesticides. One person dies from pesticide poisoning in Brazil every 2 days, and around 20% of these victims are children and adolescents. Now, UN institutions have warned that the level of pesticide use in Brazil is having serious impact on human rights, and also it's having serious health impacts. They highlight particularly the situation of indigenous communities and Afrodescent communities who have been victims of deliberate spraying of pesticides on their land. So pesticide spraying has been used as a chemical weapon to evict them from their land. And the UN report has also warned about the lobby practices of pesticide companies and the power they have to obstruct and paralyze regulation around pesticides. And my last point I wanted to make is while these pesticide industries have gained substantial power, at the same time, civil society and social movements are being criminalized in Brazil, and they're being cut off political participation as well. These movements play a crucial role in a transition towards agroecological practices, like, for instance, food sovereignty movements in Brazil and the landless movement in Brazil. We work in a broad coalition called the Stop EU-Mercosur Coalition, which covers the social movements and civil society organizations in Europe and in Mercosur countries. Last year, we launched a joint statement, which was signed by 400 organizations in Mercosur countries and Europe against the trade deal. We also lobbied directly with the European Commission. And, of course, the reports we publish also important to create public awareness about the trade deal and the pesticide exports towards the Mercosur countries.
Real World Radio, broadcasting free words, building popular communications by FOI.